Welcome back to another episode of the Who You Know Show podcast, where what you know is important, but who you know can make all the difference in your business, career, relationships, and life. My name is Trevor Houston, and on this show, you'll learn the strategy, grit, and mindset it takes to overcome obstacles so you can level up in your career, recover your cash flow, and live the life of purpose that God intended for you. Don't forget to look at the mic drop moments timestamped in the show notes below. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, make sure to pay it forward, subscribe, and leave an honest review so we can improve. Thanks for listening. My name is Trevor Houston, and please enjoy this episode of the Who You Know Show.
Teresa is our senior HR professional and executive recruiter and candidate attraction specialist.
Woohoo!
So I got a question for you. What do you mean when you say you want to transform the way hiring leaders recruit talent? What does that mean to you?
Yeah. So, I have a ton of passion around this. And if you think about it, I really don't know if recruiting has actually changed a ton in the last 20 years. Because if you really think about it, we have automated the application process, right?
Right.
Which we've automated, but they still regurgitate job descriptions, which are boring. And candidates are frustrated. A lot of hiring leaders are frustrated. But at the end of the day, clients don't tell their stories well. Hiring leaders are frustrated. They end up spending a ton of money on external recruiters. And yes, I'm an external recruiter. But ultimately, I think that, my passion is about helping small, medium-sized companies really figure out how to have a multifaceted recruiting process that can actually tell companies' story better, really create a culture internally that is your employee referral, candidate attraction processes that, you know what, sometimes it means not using an external recruiter because it's better, it's more profitable to do it internally. By the way, they should have 50 to 100 requisitions. That's craziness. That's honestly, I think it's, we were trying to recruit for so many years, but we really never changed the processes that much. And then candidates were ticked. Leaders were ticked that we couldn't fill roles, but yet we weren't doing things differently. So I could talk about that all day long, but I really think that we could do differently. And so I'm really pivoting my business, and I was actually doing that before COVID. So, but at the end of the day, I still do recruit, but I think that there's sometimes that we need to do things differently within a business. So I will do people because I don't always think it's silly. I don't think it's smart to pay me tons of money to external recruit for you when you can do it better.
Well, you said a couple things about culture. I actually watched a video of yours about culture. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. So I'm a huge advocate of employee referral. And, it's funny. Before you're approved of the Node Show, I used to say it's not who you know, but also who you know knows. It is who you know. But I used to always say, just because you don't know an engineering manager, I don't know any engineers. Well, you may know someone that knows an engineer. So any of the companies I've been in, I've had to teach people, you know a developer, but your mom may know someone that has a son or something like that. So I really have taught the employee referral culture and had tremendous success with that. But here's the thing about culture. Employee referrals have been the best source of hire since, forever. They impact employee engagement. They increase profitability. So I really do believe that that's a core component about the impact that employee referral can have on them. So there's a lot of components about that. I also think that if you do employee referral right, it's not just about a policy. You could have fun with it. I've given away a Harley. But here's the deal. It's 20 grand. 20 grand is, it's really not a lot when we get paid X amount to fill a position. That's not a lot.
Mark and I, we both ride Harleys, okay, just so you know.
Teresa's right. There's so much more that companies that are listening, there's so much more that you guys can do.
Yeah.
If you put your time and a little bit of budget towards that, you'll be surprised what people like Teresa and I are willing, as third-party recruiters, are willing to help you guys do.
Teresa, what about a company that's got a high turnover? I came from the auto industry. Mm-hmm. Auto industry's got high turnover. And there's a lot of other industries like that. What do you do to kind of reverse that, that culture? That's a negative culture, right? How do you reverse that?
I think there's not one answer. And so I'd have to get in there and understand what's the reason for the turnover. And, you know, you just have
long hours. Long hours.
Well, yeah.
They grind their employees. They turn and burn their own employees. They treat them as a number. Like I could tell you, because I was on the inside for 6 years. I know what the problem is. And what's funny is there's a huge, huge, huge issue in the auto industry. And they know it.
They know
they
it.
Won't change. Like they I went it. And bought a car this last year. And I was like, this is exactly the same as it was 5 years ago. I had to wait at the dealership for like ever. And this back and forth nonsense when I already had the price, you know, things like that, where they just won't adapt to.
That's why they have Carvana.
Yeah. I think, you know, that's the one thing about COVID is, you know, COVID is really actually going to be great for some companies because it has forced them to change. But it's like companies don't change until they're forced to. And guess what COVID did, you know? So, and those companies that are unwilling to change, guess what?
I don't even want to go to the car dealership. They better bring it to my house. And actually they did. We bought another car recently and after COVID.
They brought it to
the
house.
During COVID, we bought another car and they brought it to the house. Okay. You filled out the application online.
Yeah.
And then when we did go in, they would have brought the paperwork to us, but we did go in to sign. So they did adapt, right? What I'm like, why could that not have been before? Like, because you just make me hate the process. They had to adapt.
Teresa, you talked about something that is, you know, very relevant. I mean, with the times, I mean, COVID and the way that things are changing and forcing companies to change. But it's also changing the recruiting and hiring landscape, right? It's a buyer's market, right? It's not a seller's market. I mean, really, the companies now are in the driver's seat because they have the jobs. There's millions of candidates, millions more candidates that are out there. So what would you recommend people do to maybe get a leg up or to navigate this change with the environment of hiring? Because now it's a buyer's market, right?
But why fit in when you're born to stand out is my motto.
That's a mic drop.
I've been told I don't fit in at some companies. I mean, because I'm so creative. But here's the deal. You guys, this is the time to stand out. And I think you need to understand what differentiates you. Being yourself. When I use video to get candidates, you know, I'm authentic. I'm just who Teresa is.
Right.
By the way, I'm not very polished. I'm very casual. I will tell you what, people respond to me like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And they just like it. One of the things about LinkedIn, I will tell you, when I'm recruiting for talent, I think in your LinkedIn area, don't regurgitate your job description. You guys, tell me your story. If people read my area, they're going to see that I have passion, that I have energy, that I'm disruptive. What's different about you? You know what I mean? Like, share some of your energy or whatever it is about you, your creativeness, because you want them to go, wow, that person's great. I will find people who go, I'm going to get a hold of that person.
What she's saying is the featured section on your LinkedIn profile needs to be a lead magnet. Okay. You need to grab people. You need to make them say, wow, that featured section is the eye grabber. Make sure you are putting those videos that we made for you. Make sure you put that on your featured section.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that needs to be highlighted. And anybody from the audience wants to get one of those videos, you need to come through the Who You Know Summit, and we'll walk you through that process and how it works.
Think about what Teresa is saying, because, I mean, you know, so many people, you have the job description, and you have the recs, right, the requirements, and so many people are trying to conform, right, to mold themselves into that. And that's what everybody else is doing. And if you have to find a different path.
So I think one thing is it depends on what kind of company you want to work for. So one of the things is when I work for a company, I dig into the culture and I recruit what type of company do you fit in best to and where do you want to work for? And so I think part of it is who are you marketing for? Because some tech people, do you want to go work for that scrappy startup where there's not a lot of pressure? Or do you want to work for the big company that is like, structured agile to the degree.
What's the best way for the audience if they want to connect with you, if they want to, you know, plug in?
Well, I'm Teresa Nordstrom on LinkedIn. I'm very active along with Trevor. And I actually just launched my new website. Talent Company Inc., but you can Google me and find me.
Thanks for listening to the Who You Know Show podcast. My name is Trevor Houston, and if you've enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing wherever you listen and leave us a positive review to help us keep the mics on in the studio. Until next week, that's the show. It's all about who you know.